Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome to all on the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. For those who are unable to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament today, let us pray an act of spiritual communion and ask for the graces of the Most Holy Eucharist. My Jesus, I believe that you are in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long for you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you have already come, I embrace you and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Corey. This Mass is being offered for living and deceased members of the Outreach Mass community.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mystery. I confess
to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters,
Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill.
Let us pray. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us a memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption, who lives and reigns with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In those days, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and being a priest of God Most High, he blessed Abram with these words: Blessed be Abram by God Most High, the creator of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who delivered your foes into your hand. Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything. The word of the Lord.
Send your Zion, your
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it, and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. The word of the Lord.
Says the Lord, whoever eats this bread will live forever. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ. Now I think it's only fitting to really understand what's going on here by looking backwards. Because the month of June, especially this year, this month, has been crazy. Every Sunday, a different solemnity. We started off with the Ascension, in which Jesus said, I have to go so that you can follow after me. Right? By his ascension, we have the gift of salvation, the ability to get to heaven. Week after that, Pentecost, where we celebrated the gift of the church, the church's birthday, to aid us in this mission of being able to get to heaven. Then week after that, last week, was Trinity Sunday, in which Jesus tells us clearly, our mission in life is to be in union with him. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Right, that is our goal. And then we get to here, in which Jesus shows us the way to be in union with him through his own body and blood, through the Eucharist. Because he has said again and again, but pretty clearly, right, I am the bread of life. If you do not eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life within you. Right? The way we get to heaven is through the Eucharist, is through Jesus. It's through being in complete union with him. And so are you prepared? Are you prepared to receive him? So often we are not. Right before we even step foot into this church, we are actually in division with our Lord. I mean, that's what sin is, right? Small or big, it is a division between being in union with the Lord, right? It's like saying, Lord, I know what you want from me. I just don't really care. And I'm going to go do this other thing. So often, even before we step foot in these doors, we are not in union with the Lord. But if the Eucharist is Jesus, if it is our God, that literally needs to change everything. Everything about us. Everything about how we even approach the Mass, the church, our neighbors, our enemies. It needs to change everything. It means that we need not show up late to Mass. Because if this is truly God, why are we showing up late? Why is that even a thought? Why is the thought, actually, I'm not going to go to Mass on Sunday. I don't need it. In fact, I should go to Mass, but I'm going to sit in, you know, my home, on my couch, my PJs, drinking my coffee. But if this is God, why are we not running to him? Why are we not crazy about it? Because it is Jesus. That's very clear. But if it is, right, things need to change. Because, I mean, think about it for a minute. Those who are like, you're like the most famous person that you would like love to meet, whether it be a celebrity, right, a sport athlete, right, someone in the government, someone in the church. I'm sure if they say, hey, yeah, we're going to meet up, you'd be there hours in advance, right, to get a spot. You'd be dressed in like your best clothes, whatever that might look like for you. You'd just be awestruck to be in their presence. And even after the conversation, I'm sure you'd be like, what just happened? Right, was that real? Like not be able to leave because you just met the person that you've been looking up to for your whole life. How much more should it be with God? Right? Because that's who we're encountering every time we come to church. every time we come to Mass, the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior. But like I said, so often we don't come prepared. We come late. We don't actually participate. We're vaguely paying attention. We're chewing gum. We're, you know, dressed in flip-flops and, you know, tank tops. And I get it, right? It's like 100 degrees outside. It's hot. But if this is our God, what are we saying to him, the way that we dress, the way that we present ourselves? And at the heart of Mass, when we receive him in communion, how do we do so? Do we have the reverence that he demands, or that's demanded of him, of us, because of who he is? Are we actually holding the Eucharist, if we're receiving it on the hand, securely, gently, paying attention so that nothing may fall, right? As if a little child were in your hands. Or are we already getting ready to walk off and we're not paying attention? If received on the tongue, are we actually prepared? Are we doing it in a way that actually is going to be helpful? Right? Because the Eucharist is a gift. Right? Jesus is a gift. He has given himself to all of us. That's why we don't take communion. That's why the priest actually says, the body of Christ, and gives it to you. That's why you don't snatch it from him. That's why you don't bite down on it. But you actually receive it. And as we do, we are becoming more and more unified with our Lord. That still blows my mind. Right, that our God was like, you know what, I love you so much that I'm actually not only going to die and suffer for you, but I'm going to continue to give my body and my blood for you to consume me again and again so that you can become more and more like me. And as we do that, we are sent out on mission. And that's also why at the end of Mass, it's a dismissal. Right? The priest or the deacon says, go. Go proclaim the good news. Go forth. It's for you to bring Jesus to the world. Right? To your family, to your friends, your coworkers. So that they too may be in union with Christ. That's what it's all about, is unity. But it starts here. It starts on this altar. And it starts with each and every single one of us. That's why we got to continue to come to Mass. We got to continue to pray, asking God for that grace to be more in union with him. So we have to ask for peace in the world. Right, peace within ourselves, peace with our family, our friends. Because if we are not in unity with each other, how can we be in unity with God? And that's the end goal. So today, as we celebrate one of the most beautiful solemnities we have in this church, Corpus Christi, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, today, maybe we ask the Lord, Lord, help me to see you in the Eucharist a little more clearly. Right? Help me to believe a little more deeply. Help me to be in union with you so when I receive you, I do so with complete reverence. That I can become more and more like you. So will you be ready when you come forward to receive communion? Will you be ready?
Now let us profess our faith as we say, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will not have an end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, who proceeds from God as his Son, who with the Father and the Son is the Lord and the Lord of God, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. Lifting up our hearts to the Lord, we offer our needs to the Father.
That God may bless the Church with the gift of unity under the leadership of Pope Leo. Let us pray to the Lord. That the Holy Spirit may inspire all who hold political office to recognize God's sovereignty. Let us pray to the Lord. That peace may prevail in the Holy Land and throughout the world. Let us pray to the Lord. That Jesus may nourish all who hunger in body or soul. Let us pray to the Lord. That this community may grow in holiness and a spirit of thanksgiving through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord. That the sick and suffering find healing through receiving the Eucharist, especially Father John Fain and Donna D'Angelo, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord. That the faithful departed may be made glorious in the sight of the Lord and know joy with him forever, especially Jason Wilson and Father Mike Petruski, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, look with favor upon the prayers we offer you, and answer them according to your holy will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Did pray that all your church might be
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant your church, O Lord, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace, whose signs are to be seen in mystery in the offerings we here present, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he is the true and eternal priest, who instituted the pattern of an everlasting sacrifice, and was the first to offer himself as a saving victim, commanding us to make this offering as his memorial. As we eat his flesh that was sacrificed for us, we are made strong. And as we drink his blood that was poured out for us, we are washed clean. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." the mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join us in singing our first communion hymn, number 940, You Satisfy the Hungry Heart, number 940.
You call.
Our second communion hymn is number 943, Bread of Life from Heaven, number 943.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that we may delight for all eternity in that share in your divine life, which is foreshadowed in the present age by our reception of your precious body and blood, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Please join us in singing number 590, Christ Be Our Light, number 590.
Thank you for joining us today for the Outreach Mass. I'm Father Gordon Riegel. Whether or not you are comfortable sharing the faith with others, when you support the Outreach Mass as a disciple, you are sharing the good news with thousands of viewers across Michigan. Please help us to keep the Outreach Mass on the air. You may send donations to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for being part of our worshiping community and for sharing the faith. May God bless and keep you.